you're going to be talking to us today about retail marketing strategies. And one of the terms, and this is kind of like cloud computing, is, you know, I've been around for a few years, and it just seems like this year I've heard Black Friday used all over the place. And you know, what does it mean?
And, well, Black
Friday. And why am I just now hearing about it?
One of those terms that's been an industry insider term for a long time, and now it's become kind of a buzz phrase for people to learn about. Historically, it's been a very important retail indicator because the black part of it means that retailers are finally operating in the black for the first time in the year, and they've made a profit.
Okay. So what this,
ahead,
what this really says is that I don't know much about retailing.
Maybe.
From the inside standpoint.
If you haven't worked in the industry, then it's hard to, you know all the terms.
All right, right.
They come up with their own vocabulary like anybody else.
I'll claim that one. But So the term actually means you know, business profitability, moving from – so, you know, I mean, I, again, because the term is used quite a bit, but, you know, a lot of companies or a lot of people may not realize that, you know, retailers, you know, small retail shops that are around really operated at a loss most of the year. Is that
true? It has been historically true that November and December, you know, the Christmas and holiday shopping season, they account for maybe 50% of retailers' annual sales and profits for the whole year. So it's unsettling to, you know, most of us who don't rely on our income for, you know, from a retail store to realize that they operated a loss most.
Yeah, that is kind of, you know, it's not a concept that you readily would kind of come to, I guess, come to that conclusion. But before we get into, you know, what Black Friday looked like this year, I heard a term, you know, again, I'm learning all these new terms. I just heard it yesterday. It was a Cyber Monday, and Mark was kind of chiming in that it's new to him. But now, is that...
Yeah. So. Cyber Monday was a new thing last year. I think that was the first time that we ever had a Cyber Monday. And the people who maybe didn't go shopping on Black Friday, or maybe they did and they slept all weekend, and then they had promotions on many retail sites like Amazon.com for Cyber Monday.
All right. So you could Cyber Monday, because I do a lot of online shopping, so I'm probably more of a Cyber Monday person than a, you know, I don't like to get out and mix with the crowds. Although I was actually.
You're an increasingly large demographic there, Dave.
Although I would have to say that on Black Friday, I was at Macy's in Seattle, and they had a parade out front, and the place was packed with people. So I was there as the Macy's opened for its Black Friday. So I was in the thick of it. I was on the leading edge of the shopping.
You had like a really great experience there, to experience Black Friday at a Macy's with a parade.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But
what a way to initiate you to it.
Right. Do you have any figures on how Black Friday turned out? I mean,
Friday this year, I think, is going to revolutionize our concept of how retailing works. Because unfortunately, coming off of 2008's disastrous Christmas shopping season, where, you know, we had the meltdown last year and people just stopped buying anything, this year retailers only saw a 0.7% increase from last year's Black Friday.
Ooh.
And that's on top of the fact that individual consumer spending was down almost 8%.
Yeah, so that's not good, is it?
No, it's not.
It is better than a drop, though.
What did you say?
It's better than a decline.
Well, the overall was a decline. Well, no, I'm sorry. The individuals was a decline. It declined almost 8%.
Ooh.
So it really only, it's kind of a negligible increase that it went up at all. Analysts were estimating that it should have gone up 3 or 4%, and it just didn't do that.
Okay. So that means that Black Friday may have been pink? Is that...
Well, yeah, it could have been. The first couple weeks of November, sales were especially soft for retailers, so they're really far behind this year. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem because the indicators you know, are saying that we're moving towards an economic recovery and consumers are starting to feel more confident. But these showings indicate that consumers have changed the way they shop, is what how I interpret it. And consumers are no longer driven by the Black Friday allure. And one good news from this year, though, is that more people, the shopping didn't stop, but it might have moved online a lot. Consumers spent 10% more on Cyber Monday than they did on Black Friday. So people's habits are changing.
Okay.
Another habit that's changing that I've experienced and been watching is that it's fashionable now for consumers to save money and to look like a smart consumer. You know, in years past, before we had the housing bubble and everything, it was more fashionable, it was more acceptable to spend beyond your means and maybe buy what you couldn't afford, but now people aren't doing that. A non-retail example of that is weddings, I've noticed. You know, Saturday is typically the big day for weddings, but this year and last year there were a huge increase of Friday and Sunday weddings, which can cost, you know, half the price of a Saturday wedding.
Well, that makes sense.
In the past, people wouldn't do that, but now the distaste, you know, for not having the prestigious Saturday wedding has been displaced by, you know, being a savvy shopper.
Okay. But, you know, we're going to be taking a break at this point, and Amanda, when we return from the break, is going to give us some marketing ideas. She's been thought up some strategies that she wants to pass along based on the outcomes that we've been discussing here. So you're listening to News Talk AM 1080 KUDO, Alaska's progressive voice. You know, we're getting down to business. I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use. Yeah, welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt. We've been talking today with Mark Mathis and about cloud computing, and Amanda Cullen has been giving us an update on Black Friday and the results, and based on a definition of Black Friday, may not have been so black last Friday, but Amanda's going to give us some suggestions on strategies that retailers may use to kind of regroup and move on from there.
Call it Bleak Friday this year.
Black Friday. Or we could just call it Red Friday. And
that's true.
That doesn't sound quite as bad. But
that's true.
So I know you've been thinking about some suggestions. We talked about it, you know, in our pre-show prep here. And so, what is the? What do you think that if you had a retail shop, what would you be doing?
If I had a retail shop, I would start analyzing my business and come up with strategies for how to make a profit before the last 2 months of the year. It doesn't seem like common sense, you know, and I think sometimes that retailers really need to bring some common sense to this and not be complacent and think, how can I really, you know, improve my performance throughout the whole year instead of just these last 2 months of the year.
So kind of look at it like a portfolio, and you want to have some diversity and instead of having all your eggs in one basket kind of thing.
Exactly, precisely.
So
another trend that I've noticed, and I think that all retail stores can use, whether they be, you know, large chains or small boutiques, is to make it easier to shop at your store. You know, a hallmark of this Black Friday shopping, or Black Friday in general, you know, is the crowds and the difficulty, and people just said no to that this year, and they aren't willing to go through hoops when they can just stay home and shop from their couches or shop on some other day.
Okay, so one of the things that I noticed that some retailers, and I've actually, some of them, I've just stopped going there, is, you know, you have to stand in too long of a line. And I always look at it, you know, I'm giving you my money and I got to stand in line for the privilege of doing that. So what you're maybe suggesting is that they kind of ramp up a little bit on during the season and make sure they have adequate help in the shops. Is that?
Yeah, that's for certain, definitely. Another thing that JCPenney and Macy's have done is they removed their fine print restrictions from their coupons for the first time ever. You know, usually you get a coupon and it's like, you know, you can't buy Lennox with it, or you can't buy Levi's with it, or you can only use it on these days. They're taking a lot of those restrictions off because they don't want to frustrate consumers in a time when they really could use any sales, quite honestly.
Okay, so it sounds to me like what you're saying is that a retailer really needs to have a pretty good handle on who his customers are and why they buy from him or them. Is that?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You know, any of the recommendations I make could be accurate or could not be accurate for your store. You really need to find out what your customers like. My recommendation is to, you know, take the time to talk to your customers and see what they really value. You know, what I typically do for different clients of mine is that I perform short qualitative research studies with their best customers to find out, well, what are we doing good and what are we not doing so well, and what can we do better with more people?
Okay. So, you know, again, it kind of gets down to, and this is, you know, I think it's kind of a reoccurring marketing theme is know your customer. And that if your business has slipped away from that, then, you know, that could be, could make your Black Friday red.
Sure. Well, a lot of decisions go into the customer making your cash register ring, and any set of minor decisions might add up to a big thing. What if you have a coupon that's hard to use, or maybe you have store hours that are inconvenient, or you have a sales clerk that just really isn't up to par and they aren't being friendly with customers like they should? If one customer encounters all three of those problems, they might say, you know what, forget it. I'm just not shopping here anymore. Yeah. It's kind of like all the experiences are cumulative that a customer has with you.
And one of the, you know, and I know this is a big subject and we're kind of running out of time, but is traffic in malls, was that up or down, or do we have any trending on that, any information?
There were more people shopping. They just spent less.
Okay.
You know, I don't remember exactly how many people were shopping, but since their spending was down 8%, but there were enough people to cause, you know, a slight increase.
Okay, so one of the things I heard, the transactions were actually about the same number, just they were lower value, so that people were spending less, and I don't know if that could have to do with, you know, discounting, that retailers of maybe discounting earlier. And
That's true.
So.
This year, though, retailers were a little smarter about their discounting. They didn't discount as much, and some retailers like Nordstrom actually saw an increase. They saw a 2.5% increase in their sales from last year because they didn't do such drastic discounting as they did before. Consumers aren't as price sensitive as some retailers make them out to be.
No.
Sometimes you give away needless margin by doing promotions that you don't need, like doing discount promotions you don't need to do. It's certainly good to do good and creative promotions, but those promotions don't always need to be, you know, a flat discount.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, and again, maybe having friendlier clerks, shorter lines at the cashier stand, those types of things may carry the day over a reduction in price. Is that?
Definitely.
So, you know, that's, I mean, there's, you know, again, we talked about it, you know, it's a big subject, retailing and all of the nuances. I appreciate you coming up, you know, in giving us these ideas and letting us know what Black Friday was and why it was Black Friday and what, you know, again, some of these things, again, is just kind of know your customer. And, you know, I've done some work with retailers in the past. As I work with them in the future, I'm going to be a little more sensitive to maybe being a little more diverse with their time. So appreciate you being with us today, Amanda. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can get on my website. I have a blog there, and my contact information is there, zooinajungle.com. My email address is amanda@zooinajungle.com. And my company is Zoo in a Jungle Marketing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Amanda.